Venturing to remote destinations elsewhere around the globe sometimes requires travelers to protect themselves against malaria. It's a mosquito-borne disease present in many countries, and there are a handful of anti-malarial drugs out there for travelers to take. One of them is now the subject of a strong warning issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The drug is called mefloquine, and it's been sold in the U.S. as Larium. U.S. military personnel and international travelers have been taking the drug for years, but now the FDA has issued a so-called black box warning because of Larium's neurological and psychiatric side effects. Dr. Remington Nevin is a former Army epidemiologist who's done extensive research on the effects of mefloquine. Dr. Nevin, you were one of the people who helped persuade the FDA to issue the black box warning on mefloquine. Why did you recommend that?
Mefloquine belongs to a class of drugs that we have known for over 70 years are neurotoxic. Neurotoxic drugs are associated with a risk of permanent brain injury.
So this black box warning, does that now limit mefloquine's availability in the U.S.?
It does nothing to limit the availability of the drug, but physicians need to exercise extreme caution when prescribing the drug.
You mentioned neurological and psychiatric side effects. What kind of side effects were you seeing in your research?
Symptoms can be as mild as nightmares, vivid dreams, anxiety, a sense of paranoia, but these can progress quickly to delusions and even frank psychosis with hallucinations.
One of the reasons we're interested in this story here in the newsroom is several people from our newsroom who've traveled, you know, a number of years ago who took mefloquine did suffer some side effects. So it's this thing that's being discussed among travelers. If I go to a travel clinic, they will still recommend mefloquine along with doxycycline and the other choices?
Mefloquine remains licensed for use, but it's lost popularity among travel medicine clinics and patients. I believe this latest warning from the FDA spells the demise of the drug among most travelers.
What about in the U.S. military? Is it still being given to soldiers?
Unfortunately, yes. The military has published a number of policy documents over the years gradually restricting the use of mefloquine. But the drug strangely remains available as a drug of last resort to be used when no other drugs are available.
So why is it still being used in the military then?
That's a very good question. The U.S. military developed mefloquine at great expense during the 1960s and 1970s, and I'm afraid the military has been very reluctant to let it go.
But it was only approved by the FDA in 1989. What took so long?
That's right. The FDA approved it in the United States in 1989, but it was in use in Europe since the mid-1980s. And during that time, a number of very disturbing side effects were noticed. In fact, we know that many militaries have chosen to discontinue use of mefloquine. The French, for example, no longer use mefloquine widely. Neither do the Dutch. But to my knowledge, no country has removed mefloquine from the market completely. I would be very surprised if that actually happens.
It's being brought up in certain cases of violent acts by members of the military, most notably Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, who pled guilty to murdering 16 Afghan civilians last March. Can you tell us about one case you particularly focused on in your research as you were studying this drug?
Yes, there's a well-known case of an Army sergeant named Andrew Pagani who was deployed to Iraq in the early days of the war. Sergeant Pagani suffered a very serious panic attack and a psychotic episode shortly after arriving. And this was not attributed to the drug, but instead he was deemed a coward and charged by the U.S. military with cowardice and dereliction of duty. The U.S. military has had a very difficult time educating its medics and service members about the true dangers of this drug.
Dr. Nevin, final question. Is there any other recommendations you made to the FDA that they didn't take up?
I recommended that the FDA be more frank in acknowledging that the drug can injure brain cells, and this is not clear from the product insert. Additionally, the drug remains indicated for use in infants and children. It's not clear to me how a young infant or a preverbal child would be able to voice that they may be experiencing these symptoms and safely and correctly discontinue the drug.
Dr. Remington Nevin is a physician and epidemiologist who has researched the effects of mefloquine. Dr. Nevin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Carol. My pleasure.